You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big,
hey, forever.
You're too wise
for mistakes.
I have dominion. Let us rise up on our faith this morning and lift up our two hands to heaven and begin to give him praise and give him thanks. It's word of our prayer this morning. It's word of our thanksgiving. Let us go to his presence with praise from our heart this morning. Lift up two hands to him and begin to give him thanks. Give him praise. You slept yesterday night and we are woke strong and healthy this morning. Let us celebrate him. His word has never failed. For this month of cleansing, let giving thanks is one of our prayer this morning. Is one of our thanksgiving. Let thank him for all of the answers, all of our prayer. We have been praying for Shiloh 2019, for open up befriend a neighbor, for the retention of all our open up befriend a neighbor, Jehovah King of Glory. Let us thank him this morning. Let give him praise for answers to all of our prayer. Let us celebrate him. He's a faithful God. He's ever faithful, ever wonderful God. Let's celebrate him this morning. For the grace he has bestowed upon the house, for the grace he has bestowed upon everyone. Let's give him thanks this morning. Give him praise. His word of our prayer this morning is worthy of our thanksgiving. Let us celebrate him for his presence, ever abiding presence of God in our lives and this commission. He has never failed us. Let's give him praise. Father, we thank you this morning. Ask God, Father, I have come to Zion again this morning. I have come to Zion. Let there be this morning fresh outpouring of spirit of grace and supplication upon our life this morning, not to be tired, not to be weary. Father, this morning, we have come this early hour. It was a day that seek you early. They shall find you this morning. We shall find you. We shall be filled of your presence today. Your presence shall fill us afresh this morning. In the name of Jesus, is everyone hearing your voice of prayer this morning? Father, we have come to Zion. Our voice shall be heard again this morning. Our supplication shall be answered. Everyone shall be transformed. Everyone shall be changed from the prayer altar this morning. There shall be an encounter with your word again this morning. Your word will be coming our way powerfully today to give us instruction, to transform us, to change us this morning. Father, we ask, oh God, this morning, let your word come again than ever before to everyone. Everyone shall be changed. Everyone desired this morning shall be granted. None of us shall return the same way we came to your Zion this morning. Father, we thank you. Wave your hands to him and give him thanks, give him praise because you are going to be transformed and being blessed this morning. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Put the name of Jesus as welcome to the praise team. Hallelujah.
Lord, prepare me, a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. answers me. When I call him, he answers me, oh. My Father knows it then.
Together for Jesus, and please be seated. I have dominion. We are starting our intercession this morning, praying unto the Almighty God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, Father, sanctify every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 to 11, paraphrased. The Lord said unto Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Rise unto your feet with me this morning, and let's begin to pray in the light of that instruction. O Lord God Almighty, sanctify every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are calling unto you, O God, according to your word, and because we desire your visitation at Shiloh 2019, Almighty Father, sanctify every winner. Sanctify, O God, every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, sanctify every winner, male and female, young and old, including all our new converts of this year, 2019, thereby making every one of us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you commanded Moses. Lord God Almighty, sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. We cannot do this by ourselves, O God. That is why we are calling unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctify every one of us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hear our call this morning. Hear our cry, O God, as we gather together unto you on behalf of every participant at Shiloh 2019. It is not by might, neither is it by power, but by your spirit. Lord God Almighty, sanctify every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. We desire your visitation, O God. We want you to appear unto every one of us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctify us. Sanctify us, Jehovah. We commit ourselves unto you. We open our heart unto you, Almighty God. Sanctify every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. Are you praying this morning? Let the heavens hear your voice. Call unto Almighty God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord God Almighty, you say whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, you will do it unto us. So with confidence and boldness, call unto him this morning. Almighty God, sanctify every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. Let's begin to pray in the language of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lekatoyanda brade bleketozia, elindo bayakata, akaskalande bledozini, ebradoyakata, elindo, esiakatenda, ekalabalagadazia, etundum bledoya bleketozia, niando lekete, ezuza yagada, letayanda blade bleketoziandos. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, sanctify every winner, including all our new converts of the year, thereby making us fit for your appearance at Shiloh 2019. Esiande bledoya kata ndeliya katanda ebalagada yakata ezuziande blesheliando keto. Lift up your hands this morning. Give glory and honor to him, for he is a prayer answering God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
I have dominion. Next line of prayer is, Father, make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event. John chapter 16, verse 12 and 13, paraphrase. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit is come, he will guide and show you things to come. Shall we rise on our feet, lift our voice unto the Father? Say, Father, make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event. In the name of Jesus. Is someone praying this prayer this morning? Lift your voice and pray to the Father. Father, Make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event. In the name of Jesus, let heaven hear your voice this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Ask God to speak to everyone individual. Oh God, and direct us, every participant, all through the event Shiloh 2019. Father, we call on you this morning in the name of Jesus. Make Shiloh, oh God, a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you direct, guide, and show us the next steps of our life in the name of Jesus. The next step to break limits in the name of Jesus. To break through on every side in the name of Jesus. Father, we call on you this morning. Make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event in the name of Jesus. Are you praying to the Father this morning? Are you calling on him? Are you calling on him? There are many things you need to know, but you cannot until the Spirit come. And when the Spirit come, he will direct, he will guide, he will show you things to come. Therefore, cry to him this morning. Cry to him this morning that God should make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, we cry unto you, asking this morning that you make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Albeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide, he will show you things to come. Father, this is our heartfelt prayer this morning, that you make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event. Let your Spirit come down and minister, oh God, to every participant. Show them the next step to take in the name of Jesus. You can pray this prayer in understanding this morning. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. Leka parea ketale nere ketaga garabazo taliani rapa leka tegraluna repero ketalia rakataga lea merope ketale gezose leria ketalia marope ketalia gagala merope rea kakaka zose liani rata pralia kezosea. Make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction as the Spirit of God ministers to every participant all through the event in the name of Jesus. Now begin to thank him, because Shiloh 2019 shall be a mountain of divine direction in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for making Shiloh 2019 a mountain of divine direction. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' glorious name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take over the world by storm through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2, verse 12 and 13, paraphrase, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord to pray, saying, Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. Our Father, we call upon your name this morning. raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take over the world by storm through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God this morning. Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Our Father and our God, we call upon your name and we pray in the name of Jesus. Raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. The Lord shall open unto us his good treasure. The heaven will give rain unto our land in his season, and it will bless all the works of our hands. We shall lend to many nations, and we shall not borrow. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. Our Father, this is our outcry today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm in the mighty name of Jesus through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storms through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Pray down the blessing of God right now, asking the Father at Shiloh 2019, there shall be diverse encounter that will result in raising of financial giants from this commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storm through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice, pray unto our God right now. Let heaven hear you praying fervently this morning. Pray with all confidence, and you can pray in faith, saying, Father, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storms through diverse encounters at Shiloh 2019. You can power that prayer also in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. By all means, be sure your prayer is connected to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, raise an army of financial giants from this commission that will take the world by storms through diverse encounter at Shiloh 2019. Le para ande kekero bralo katozia zazoza ande kere baragando imbreke ketozuza zizapande ekere barakata raswakale embekere barasonzia maro para katande imbreke tozuza. Raise an army of financial giant, Lord, from this commission that will take the world by storm. Wave those hands to Jesus and give him thanks because he has answered. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. We shall rise with this prayer line. Father, let the heaven over all that we minister at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. A louder amen. Acts 19:20, so mightily grew the word and prevailed. Let's rise as we pray. Father, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. We are praying to the God that answers prayers, desiring him for the release of his word via open heaven experiences upon all that will be ministering at Shiloh. Therefore, lift up your voice and pray. Pray a prayer that will be answered this morning. Lift up your voice and engage confidently. We are crying out to God in faith. Our Father, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up and remain open for unusual revelation, uncommon light. Oh Lord, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. On all participants, on all participants. We are praying this morning from the depth of our heart, engaging the word of God. I commend you to the word of the Lord that is able to give you inheritance among the saints. Lord, we pray that your heavens over everyone that shall be ministering at Shiloh 2019 remains open for the release of the right word, for barrage of revelations that will impart on all participants. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we cry out to you this morning concerning everyone minister at Shiloh 2019. Cause your heavens over them to be opened up for unusual revelation that will impart grace on all participants. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed because the heavens were opened unto Paul. Therefore, Lord, you have not changed. We cry out to you in the same vein. Let the heavens of revelation, let the heavens of insight, let the heavens of light be opened up to all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 for supernatural light, for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, let the heavens over all that will be ministering at Shiloh 2019 open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost this morning. You can also pray in your understanding, but ensure that you are engaging your heart and in faith. Olupante Azisa Tanana Mushishato Obrali Akatantena Melokupam Prandiala Satantena Aloroko Bradiala Satanomante. Oh God, no one can receive it if you don't reveal it. Let your heavens be open for unusual revelation upon everyone that will be ministering, that will impart upon every participant at Shiloh 2019. Zazu Saprani Ede Santon Tombantinia Aloroto Pambandia Lata Ezezoso Shontamapani Elia Gabamara Tontana Mazu Sabano Moroson Tantaniana Wababrana Ekla Gobontono Alapania Ezizarota Ashaton Brandalia Braco Pambandialada. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please have your seat in God's presence.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, say, Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Acts chapter 2, verse 6. And verse 41, when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together, and they that gradually received the word were baptized, and about 3,000 souls were added to the church same day. Please rise as we lift our voice, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound. Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift your voice and pray this prayer that must be answered, saying, Father,
in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field. Let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound. Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift your voice, pray in the Spirit, pray in your understanding, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound. For when it was noised abroad, the multitudes came together. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Let there be an ingathering of unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound. Let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift your voice, pray with passion, pray with faith, pray with expectation, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound. Let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound. Let the Holy Spirit take over the entire Lagos, the entire Sango Otanimvaro with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Lift your voice, pray intensely. Don't mutter words, pray in the Spirit, pray in your understanding, saying, Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Let there be an ingathering of unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Let's pray in the Spirit now. Nicosiakala parando secletini radinaso seclepina. Netosiande gretininocia. Nicotandum brunesso zendengletini apara. Rapirato siacrepinidia. Father, let the Holy Spirit take over our harvest field with his irresistible sound, thereby drafting unprecedented multitudes. Mikatosiane ketenia. Raminato sindecletia. Drafting unprecedented multitudes into this church this coming Sunday. Mekotiana tozile leparate ketidia menano saprante ketozile embrando secretiaba. Let there be an ingathering of unprecedented multitude. Wave your hands to the Lord. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give Jesus a as you take your seat.
I have dominion. Right now, it's time for personal supplication. As we go before the Lord this morning, we have the opportunity of making known unto him our heart desires. As we do so, let's do it in the spirit of Job chapter 22 and verse 27. Job 22:27. The Bible says, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Please rise up on your feet, and let's begin to pour out our soul right now unto God. Get your spirit man connected. Take advantage right now of the dew of the morning and lay hold on your desires. Right now, why don't you rise up on your feet, lift up your voice, begin to thank God, thank Him intentionally, thank Him in your understanding, thank Him in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you today. Mamori mako shagada layama mola katada kekako papara gadala. Give Him thanks and give Him praise. Magnify His name. Raise your voice, raise your hand, magnify Him, thank Him. God has heard you. God has answered you. Give Him praise. Father, we thank you today for answered prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
I have dominion. It's testimony time. Please listen to the following documented service. I came with an ear ailment which had lasted over 20 years. My left ear became completely blocked, and I could not hear with that portion of my ear, no matter the intensity of the sound. Over the years, we have spent a lot of money going from one otolaryngologist to the other, but to no avail. When anyone is talking to me, I will turn my right ear so as to be able to hear the person. During the Friday night of encounter service, the bishop said that God will finish his work in 1 hour. That was around 9 p.m. As soon as I heard the word of the Lord, I positioned myself for an encounter, crying for a touch from God. Surprisingly, in the course of the service, I noticed that I could, for the first time in over 20 years, hear clearly with my left ear. Someone celebrate Jesus. And to my amazement and that of my family members and relations who have heard about my healing, I am eternally grateful to God, to the God of Shiloh and the God of Oyedepo for his wonders. The testifier is Ngozi Igbogbo. Someone put those hands together again for Jesus. Number two, God of Shiloh answered prayers. Someone celebrate Jesus for that. I joined this church for the first time in August. And since then, the God of this commission has been so faithful to me. Before I joined Living Faith, the company I work for has been on standby since February 2016 without paying salaries. To cut the story short, on the first day of Shiloh at the encounter night, I prayed to God of Shiloh for a turn around in my life. On the second day after the Shiloh prayer hour, from 5:30 to 6:30 a.m., the company I work for called and said we should resume work and start up some equipment maintenance, and that our salaries will be paid this December. Someone celebrate Jesus with a hand clap. Not only that, the God of Shiloh has done it again. On the third day after that encounter night, I received a business proposal under oil and gas to organize buying and transshipping of light crude oil from Nigeria to China starting this December and for the period of 60 months. Are you clapping for Jesus? And also, the sale of automotive gas oil known as diesel in a large quantity of 100,000 metric tons. So I have come to return all the glory to God because He is the doer of all things. Praise God. Put those hands together for Jesus. The testifier is Saka Bamidele. Somebody rise up to your feet. Put those hands together for Jesus for these wonderful miracles that He has done in Shiloh.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give thanks to God this morning? From the depth of your heart, give Him the glory that is due unto His name and celebrate the faithfulness of God. Make sure you are doing it from the depth of your heart. Thank Him for the testimonies that we have heard today. These are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Make sure your voice of gratitude is registered on high today as you give glory unto his name. Lift your voice and give thanks. Lift your voice and give thanks. Never forget that appreciation to God is application for more. As you thank him for what he has done, you position for what he will do. Give glory unto the name of the Lord. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high by the connectivity of your heart unto the Most High God. Let your voice be heard on high as you give glory, as you give honor, as you give adoration, as you give honor unto his name. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. You have called upon him and he has heard you. He has answered you out of his holy hill. Give thanks unto his name, give praise unto his name, and give glory unto his name. Celebrate him as worthy of all the praise and all the glory, all the honor and all the adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, we have come today to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning from his word. The scripture makes us to understand day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Jesus, the word for the day, the word for the day is what I've come to seek you for. How forcible are right words? Let your word for this day come my way this morning. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Our Father, we thank you today for the privilege and blessing of being in your presence. We thank you for all that you have done, particularly evidenced by the testimonies that we have heard today. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. For the answers you have given to our prayer, we say thank you. Accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And now, by your word, speak to us and let each one of us be transformed. We give you praise for it in Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big hand and please you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. Our line of exhortations for this week has been praying answer expectant prayer. Praying answer expectant prayer. The scripture makes clear that God has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. And yesterday we're told very clearly how that in the eye of God, we are not to pray for prayer's sake, but rather for answer's sake. In fact, according to scriptures, the call to prayer is the promise of an answer. The purpose for which God invites you and I to the altar of prayer is the promise he has given to provide an answer. In Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, he said, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not." In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, he said, "Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." In verse 8 of that scripture, it says, "Everyone that asketh, receiveth." So God makes it very clear that there is a promised answer for every appropriate prayer. And that is why we must recognize that the cycle of prayer is never complete until an answer is received. Don't get carried away by just offering prayers. It is receiving answers that completes the cycle of prayer. In the book of Psalm chapter 62 and verse 5, it said, "My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." There is a response from God to every request from man. We must have that attitude on the altar of prayer. There are many who go to prayer and they come out with simply, you know, the satisfaction of a religious engagement. "Oh, I prayed very well." That is not what determines effective prayer. A prayer can only be deemed effective when it is able to receive an answer. And that is why we must recognize that the attitude with which we approach prayer determines the effectiveness of prayer. We must approach the altar of prayer
with the anticipation of an answer. It is when we come from that sense of disposition that we're able to enjoy the best of God on the altar of prayer. You will recall in the book of Genesis 32, verse 24 down to verse 28, how that, you know, Jacob came in contact with that visitor in the night, the divine visitor. And the Bible said that he wrestled with him until the morning. And he said, let me go because the day breaketh. He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. There must be an evidence of all of this engagement. I will not engage from night to morning without anything to show. There must be an evidence of the engagement of this season. And then he said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have wrestled with God and with man, and you have prevailed. It is expectant prayer that becomes prevailing prayer. Expectant prayer. The prayer that anticipates a response from God. The prayer that is loaded with expectation is what ultimately becomes prevailing prayer. And that is why you and I have the responsibility to position ourselves with the attitude of expectation as we approach the altar of prayer. What you carry in your heart when you go to pray determines what you carry in your hand when you come from prayer. If you carry expectation in your heart when you go to pray, you will carry an answer in your hand when you come from prayer. The protocol of your access to God requires expectation. We'll look at the example of David in scriptures. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 18 down to verse 25, the Bible tells us that the Philistines gathered against David in the valley of Rephaim. And we are told there that David inquired of the Lord, what are you saying? Should I go down against this host? What is your response to this matter? You can imagine that that was not just a religious prayer, because an army was right in front of him. Yet he went back to God. What are you saying? The confrontation was real, but the direction was necessary. And God said, go down and discomfit them. And when the Bible tells us that he discomfited them. And the Bible says the second time yet again, the Philistines, same army, same valley, gathered against David. And here is the army before David, and David is before God. Lord, what are you saying? Should we go down again? And the Lord said, you will not go down as you went before. He said, but fetch a compass around the mulberry trees. And when you hear the goings upon the mulberry trees, he said, then bestir yourself and go down. Why? Because the Lord has gone before you. At that request, you could tell that he was asking it on the basis of an expected answer. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, beginning from verse 6 down to verse 9, David was in another high tension moment. The Bible tells us there that the enemies had come to raid Ziklag, the city where he lived, and taken away all of their family members, all of their property, and every man's soul was vexed because of their family members, their wives, their children, and all the things that have been taken away from them. And Ziklag was burned down to the ground. And the people thought about stoning David. High tension moment. And the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord and went before God and said, Lord, what are you saying? What is your instruction for this moment? Should I pursue after them? Will I overtake them? And the Lord responded to his expectation. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. And we know what happened. According to scriptures, David recovered all. There was nothing missing, whether small or great, whether wives or children. He said, David recovered all. You see, God's response is according to man's expectation. Proverbs 23 and verse 18, it says, surely there is an end, for thine expectation shall not be cut off. It's not just about offering prayers, but expecting answers. Expecting answers. This is vital. Never allow the altar of prayer to be left barren by absence of expectation. It is expectation that guarantees delivery. So don't just count the prayers prayed, count the answers received. Don't just count the prayers prayed, count the answers received. The protocol of prayer cannot be complete until answers are received. And that is why this attitude of expectation is vital for every one of us. You must understand that intercession without expectation cannot deliver on the prayer altar. It cannot deliver on the prayer altar. There are many who have left many prayers unanswered because they lack expectation. Mark 11:24, he said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What does it mean to believe? The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected. He said, and the evidence of things not seen. So it means that for anyone to claim to be in faith, they must first be in expectation. They must first be in expectation. Expectation is what actually gives potency to faith. Without expectation in place, faith is displaced. So it takes expectation for anyone to receive answers to prayer. And that is why each one of us must check our hearts. When you are approaching God on the altar of prayer, ask yourself, am I really expecting an answer? Am I truly expecting an answer? Am I genuinely expecting an answer? When you look at the example of David, there was no other option but to get an answer from God. Many times people approach the altar of prayer, but they already have option B, option C, option D, and option E. If I don't hear from God, this is what I will do. In case this one does not work, this is the next one I will do. In case that one does not work, this is the next one I will do. If you have answered your prayer, there's no need approaching God. If God genuinely has the answer to your prayer, you will go there with a blank sheet expecting an answer from God. Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. It says there to us, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your steps. Until your all is with God in terms of your prayer request, your answer cannot be received from him. So you go to him, submitting yourself totally. Lord, I need an answer. What was the option of David if God did not answer him? There could be no motion. The only thing he needed that would give a conclusion to his prayer was an answer from heaven. Let us approach with that sense of desperation and dedication and with expectation loaded in our hearts, and you can be sure of an answer received from God. Don't forget Moses. The Bible tells us that he spoke and God answered with a voice. For you, God will answer with his voice. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Lift your hand and lift your voice and take grace from God. Lord, I receive grace today to sustain my commitment on the altar of prayer to the point of answers on every subject. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace today to sustain my commitment, my connection, Lord, on the altar of prayer to the point of answers. I receive that grace this morning. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Not to pray for prayer's sake, but to pray for answer's sake. For answer's sake. To have the voice of the Lord respond in your direction to pertinent questions, to intercessions, and to supplications. Lord, I receive that grace. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. To stand like Jacob did and press to the point of answer. To stand like David did and press to the point of answer. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Let it be upon my life in the name of Jesus. No more wasted engagement on the altar of prayer. No more wasted engagement on the altar of prayer. No more wasted engagement on the altar of prayer. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace this morning. It's that we should come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is our time of need. We need his grace. We need his grace. We need his grace. Lord, unleash your grace to help me on the altar of prayer. Unleash your grace to help me
on the altar of prayer for effectiveness, for connectivity, for dedication. Lord, to take delivery of every expectation, to approach never with an empty heart. Lord, I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Stretch your hand to heaven and take hold of that grace. Right now, I take hold of this grace this morning. In the name of Jesus, let the grace answer for me. In the name of Jesus, let it answer for me. Now give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. As you are thanking him, you are taking it. As you are thanking him, you are taking it. As you are thanking him, you are taking it. Father, thank you for this grace. Thank you for this grace. Thank you for this grace. Everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, you take delivery of your expectation. Thank you for this grace this morning. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have asked of the Lord this morning, so shall it be done unto you. No more empty prayers for you. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Now begin to speak to the day and issue your decrees concerning this day. Issue your decrees concerning this day. You shall declare and it shall be established. Issue your decrees this day. Issue your decrees this day. Make sure your decrees are being issued from your heart as you declare what must be delivered. Declare what must be delivered. Declare what must be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I decree today as a day of blessing, a day of testimonies, a day of advancement, a day of progress, a day of revelation, of visitation, of transformation, of elevation, of promotion. Lord, this day is a day of open doors, of favor, of help from above. In the name of Jesus Christ, a day of light, a day of insight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulations, somebody, as you go, be blessed.